Christ our perfect pattern physically, May 16. His principles are to be our principles. I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you, John 13:15. In this age we are pained to see that children and youth look upon themselves as too far advanced to submit themselves to the control of their parents. They seem to imagine that to yield to parental authority would be an evidence of weakness, a sacrifice of their rightful independence. But instead of being capable of governing themselves, they are vacillating and weak in purpose. Their moral powers are feeble, and they have but little spiritual power. The reason why they are thus weak and easily led away by temptation is that they do not imitate the life of Christ. Instead of following in the footsteps of the divine Redeemer, they are filled with pride and self-esteem. They study inclination and follow the bent of their unconsecrated minds. In a moment, Christ distinguished between right and wrong and placed sin in the light of God's commands, holding up the law as a mirror which reflected light upon wrong. It was his keen discrimination between right and wrong that often provoked Christ's brothers to anger. Yet his appeals and entreaties and the sorrow expressed in his countenance revealed such a tender, earnest love for them that they were ashamed of having tempted him to deviate from his strict sense of justice and loyalty. God will have a people zealous of good works standing firm amid the pollutions of this degenerate age. There will be a people who hold so fast to the divine strength that they will be proof against every temptation. Evil communications in flaming handbills may seek to speak to their senses and corrupt their minds, yet they will be so united to God and angels that they will be as those who see not and hear not. The youth may have principles so firm that the most powerful temptations of Satan will not draw them away from their allegiance.